News. I'm Tom McNeil. The G7 summit has ended in France, with President Trump saying that he is open to meeting with Iran's leader. President Trump also voiced new optimism Monday that a trade deal could be reached with China to end the tit-for-tat war between the world's two biggest economies. Mr. Trump told reporters at the G7 summit in France that China had called top U.S. trade representatives and said, "Let's get back to the table." He also said that the fact that Vice Premier Liu He, Chinese top trade negotiator, wants to make a deal, that says it all. He says China wants to make a deal. But the U.S. leader also added that this has to be a deal for the better of us. He again cited the wide trade surplus China has enjoyed for years over the U.S. $419 billion more in exports to the United States than in American goods it bought in 2018. And again, he's saying that he is open to meeting with Iran's leader as well.
Summit host Emmanuel Macron says there's now a roadmap for ending the nuclear impasse between Washington and Tehran, and hopes the two presidents will meet in the coming weeks. President Trump says he's willing.
If the circumstances were correct or the right, I would certainly agree to that.
Macron and other world leaders have been trying to salvage the nuclear deal from which Trump pulled the U.S. last year. Macron made the surprise move of inviting Iran's top diplomat to the summit. And even though the president did not meet with him, says he feels good about progress on a deal.
It may not be immediately, but I think ultimately we're going to do something.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half. This is in response to rocket attacks from the coastal strip, raising tensions along Israel's southern border. This is VOA News. World leaders at the G7 summit in France committed an immediate $22 million